few more hours of freedom. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Today's the day President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is due to report to federal prison in Otisville, New York, to start his three-year sentence for campaign finance violations, tax and bank fraud, and lying to Congress.
Last month, Cohen's attorneys failed in their bid to win congressional support to try to further delay his sentence after they said Cohen discovered a hard drive and documents that he wanted additional time to review. Forbes magazine has called the federal prison in Otisville one of America's 10 cushiest prisons. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
President Trump tweets, "Sorry, we're not going to be doing that anymore." He's referring to losing in trade deals with China. A trade delegation from China arrives in Washington Wednesday for negotiations. The president, though, is threatening to add tariffs to more Chinese products starting Friday. And that threat is contributing to a drop in worldwide stock markets. Dow futures are down 467 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. A show of force aimed at Iran. Here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C.
Chris, a deployment of the USS Abraham Lincoln and a strike group of ships and combat aircraft comes as tensions continue to rise between the U.S. and Iran, citing a number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings. National Security Advisor John Bolton said the U.S. wants to send a message to Iran that unrelenting force will meet any attack on U.S. interests or those of its allies. The Trump administration recently declared Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization and clamped down on Tehran's oil exports. Iranian state TV says the mission does not seem to be genuine and appears to be a regularly scheduled deployment. Chris?
Rachel, the fighting appears to have stopped between the Israeli military and militants in Gaza. Hundreds of missiles and rockets landed on both sides over the weekend, killing a reported 23 people in Gaza and 4 in southern Israel. This is Fox News.
Guardians of the grass, run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor built for versatility. Because when you take pride in your lawn, you do it all. You mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 Series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call the Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer called Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerHT 30, and select order codes.
Attorney General William Barr is threatened with contempt of Congress by House Democrats if he does not provide an unredacted version of the special counsel Mueller report by 9 a.m. Eastern time for private reading by all members of Congress. And the Treasury Department had promised by today that it would respond to a congressional committee's request to hand over President Trump's tax returns.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has missed two deadlines set by the House Ways and Means Committee to produce President Trump's business and tax documents. Committee Chairman Democrat Richard Neal made the request of the IRS commissioner, who Democrats argue is bound by federal law to comply. Mnuchin responded instead, arguing Treasury Department lawyers were reviewing the request and raising constitutional concerns. He has promised an answer by today. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A new shipment of equipment has arrived at the International Space Station. The SpaceX cargo capsule launched Saturday from Cape Canaveral, Florida. After about a month, it'll be sent back with no longer needed or broken equipment, trash, and scientific samples from completed experiments. At the movies.
Avengers Endgame has crossed the $2 billion mark at the global box office.
This is the fight of our lives.
This is going to work, Steve.
I know it is. Because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't.
Endgame is one of five movies to ever reach that mark and is now the second biggest film of all time worldwide behind Avatar. New films of the domestic box office include The Intruder with $11 million, Long Shot with $10 million, and Ugly Dolls with $8.5 million. Debbie Hanley, Fox News.
No spoilers here for last night's episode of Game of Thrones, but some viewers spotted a mistake. Somebody left a disposable Starbucks cup on a table during one of the scenes. There is no Starbucks in Game of Thrones, so that's being made fun of on social media today. No comment from HBO or anybody with the show. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday, May 6th. It feels like May today. That's good. I think more rain is on the way. Details coming up. News brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com. ESPN 93.5, and again, it's Monday morning.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Sheriff's Office wants to hire more prison guards. WCIA says the jail is offering free tests to people who want to apply between now and June 8th. You no longer have to wait to take the test just once a year. Now you can take the test online as many times as you want. The jail has two openings right now and could have more positions open as guards retire. They are looking for someone who can communicate well. If you're bilingual, that's a big plus. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has reached a deal with lawmakers to legalize marijuana. The Illinois law would take effect January 1st. The plan would allow adults ages 21 and over to legally buy cannabis for recreational use from licensed dispensaries. Non-residents could have about a half ounce. Residents could possess about an ounce. The first licenses for Illinois growers, processors, and dispensaries would not be issued until a year from now. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390- 9310, NMLS number 1772943.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Located Village at the Crossing, that's in Champaign. Also on Cunningham at Kerr in Urbana. You can call them at 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. And don't forget Mother's Day on the 12th. You could get that bouquet on Friday the 10th. Have it all weekend. Show your mom how special she is. High 77, just a gorgeous day ahead. Partly cloudy conditions. Chance of some thunderstorms late, low 51. Showers in the forecast tomorrow with a high 63, low 51. Back up to 78 with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast on Wednesday. Right now we're at 55, ESPN 93.5.
Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Always a pleasure, sir. How are you today?
Well, it's a wild morning this morning. The stock markets are down all over the world because of China and the United States in trade problems, tariffs and trade. Venezuela is still on the hot burner. Gaza and Israel, very much on the hot burner. And it's not necessarily a great day for news.
Well, is it the USS Lincoln? Our aircraft carriers moved closer to Iran. Tell me, that is, you know, they said that all of this is going to start in a very small area, which would certainly fit Israel, but the U.S. Would not be afraid to engage Iran, I think, if the right circumstances existed. There's heavy fighting, or there was over the weekend. What's the end game on this, Alan?
I think, well, there's a truce now. I use the word truce in quote marks. It's not going to hold too much. It never does. But Israel could go in there and just take out Gaza in 3 minutes if they wanted to. But they're holding back. They have a strong economy. Netanyahu, even though he's criticized in the United States in some quarters for being too right-wing, he wants the Israeli economy to prosper. And Israel prospers not by getting into wars. So he's trying to hold back a little bit, although the extreme right in Israel wants to let it go and finish the job, so to speak. By the way, a lot of people don't understand history. My students don't. They don't understand the history of Gaza or of Palestine or what's going on over there, but they all have opinions. People should recognize that Gaza at one time was part of Egypt. Egypt controlled the Gaza Strip. In 1967, in the Six-Day War, that's when Israel captured the Gaza Strip, and they occupied it for a while. And then, of course, everybody said if Israel gets out, everything will be fine. Well, they got out, and it's not been fine since. So that's part of the history.
I mean,
and a lot
Ellen...
of people should know that. But opinions, of course, are all over the place.
Well, isn't it true, though, there are plenty that, again, want the elimination of Israel?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. And Israel knows that. And yet it's criticized in all quarters, especially on the left in the United States and on college campuses, because there's a lot of international students from Arab and Muslim countries. And they have a right to say their piece, of course, but their piece is often wrong. A lot of them don't even know that Gaza was part of Egypt at one time. And Israel did not want it, but it was a six-day war,
yeah.
And Israel captured the Gaza Strip, as it was called then, from Egypt. And there we go.
Yeah.
So, but it's bad.
Well,
and Venezuela is still on the hot burner as well. Maybe it's on the back burner, but it's going to flare up again. So it's the markets are down for a lot of reasons. So it's not a good day for news.
Yeah, but I tell you, Friday was a great day for jobs. Doesn't everybody who want a job have a job?
Oh, the economy is amazing. You're absolutely right. The unemployment rate is extremely low. The labor participation rate is good. The unemployment rate for many minority groups is very, very low. And for Asian Americans, for Black Americans, for Hispanic Americans, it's great. But if you listen to Nancy Pelosi and others on the left, it's not good enough.
Yeah,
and you would ask them, what else would you do, you know? And the wages have even gone up for people in the lower ends of the spectrum. So as far as the economy is concerned, we're roaring. But it's never going to be good enough for the Bernie Sanders or the Nancy Pelosi.
Before I let you go, I saw a movie so compelling last night, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. It's about the Holocaust, and it's just devastating to watch that movie. Was the anti-Jew and the Holocaust because Hitler believed the Jews lost World War I for them? Is that pretty much the genesis of that?
Yeah, the Jews were blamed for losing World War I, if you can imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
They're the scapegoat and have been for centuries. But Jewish Germans, literally, I'm not of the Jewish faith, but my father was born in Germany, in Bremen, many, many years ago, Bremerhaven. And he used to tell me that there was an undercurrent in Europe many, many years of anti-Semitism. But when Hitler came to power, that undercurrent just rose to the top, especially after you lose a war, you're in a deep depression, hyperinflation, and who's to blame?
The Jews, yeah.
You know, by the way, before the Second World War, something like 50% of the Nobel Prize winners in science in Germany were Jewish Germans.
Yeah. Alan, it's always a pleasure. We learn something every time, my friend. Stay healthy, be good. We'll talk in a week.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, on this Monday morning. Yeah, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is very moving,
uh-huh.
And I can't remember other movies that, you know, kind of take the other side, where my dad's a soldier and in charge of this camp.
Uh-huh.
What a good, brave man he is. And the wife didn't realize that he was running a concentration camp.
Right.
It's some kind of movie. And, yeah, it's sad, but it's amazing. 7:14, we're going to be right back. Check your sports headlines next. ESPN 93.5. All right. The Chicago Cubs made a statement over the weekend that says, I'm the man and you're not. It was dominating. Cardinals could have and probably should have won on Saturday, but the other two games are non-competitive. And I look at the Chicago Cubs schedule, Diane, and I don't see many losses until Memorial Day.
Huh.
They should win six. They've won 16 of their last 20. They should win 16 of their next 20. The teams they're playing are not very good, and the Cubs are really good. If the Cubs don't kind of run away with this thing, I'll be very surprised. They're that good at baseball when they really want to be. We'll see how they do. They should sweep Miami this week. Four games in Wrigley. Miami's awful. It should not be competitive. We'll see. Baseball's a funny game. We'll see.
Cubs win 13-5 over the Cardinals yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs celebrated a sweep 13-5 over the Cardinals. They scored six times in the eighth inning against the Redbirds, four on a home run by Chris Bryant.
Felt like a typical Wrigley game. A lot of runs late for the Cubs. Dominic Leone had a rough inning, very rough inning. Adam Wainwright takes the loss. The Cardinals had some moments. They offensively, a couple of home runs in the ninth inning, Paul DeJong and Marcell Ozuna, but it was too little, too late to avoid being swept by the Cubs.
As the Cubs were up by a run going to the bottom of the sixth inning, they scored three, one in the seventh, six in the eighth, and beat the Cardinals 13-5. But the Cardinals don't have time to get down, Ricky. The Phillies are in tonight at Busch Stadium.
A very good Phillies team, a first-place team, and you hope the Cardinals can get over the rough emotions of being swept in Chicago.
On the mound for the Cardinals tonight is Miles Michaelis, 3-2. Vince Velasquez, a right-hander, will go for the Phillies. He's 1-1. We're on the air from Busch Stadium at 6:10.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Boston Red Sox 9-2 winners over the Chicago White Sox. Chicago White Sox have Cleveland tonight. Illinois got beat by Indiana to prevent the Hoosiers being swept by our Illini. 9-2 was the final yesterday. Again, the Illini took 2 out of 3 and will host Purdue on Friday. Illinois and Purdue with Illinois on top in softball. That final was 12-4. They'll go up to the Big Ten tournament Thursday as the number 9 seed facing number 8 seed Nebraska. And we have our Illinois Women's Golf Tournament that starts today, so good luck to them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the St. Louis Blues over the Stars 4-1, hosting game 7 tomorrow in St. Louis.
Blues are still in it.
Yep, tied at 3 apiece.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in to someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Great to see the sunshine this morning. Today's high 77, 51 our low tonight. By then we might be seeing some showers. 70% shot at showers on Tuesday with a high 63, low 51, 78 with some scattered showers in the forecast both Wednesday and Thursday. Right now the temperature's at 56. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. You can always text in anything we say, any thoughts you have, 359-2255, 359-2255. It's 720 in Champaign, Urbana. On this Monday, it's May 6th.
From the Fox Business Network, markets are sharply lower after President Trump tweeted a threat over the weekend to raise tariffs on imports from China starting Friday. Though trade talks with China are scheduled to resume, Phil Orlando, chief equity market strategist at CFA, says it's not a done deal yet, and that has investors concerned.
The Chinese delegation was coming to the United States middle of this week to finalize some of these details. So I think the market is expressing some, perfectly reasonable nervousness given these recent turn of events in the context of how well the market's done the last 4 months.
Kraft Heinz is restating its earnings back to 2016. The company previously disclosed it received a subpoena from the Securities and Exchange Commission related to its accounting. The company says it's investigating certain misstatements. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Is with you all the way. Yeah, Dave over there, good man. Midas. Okay, 724.
We got a text in to 359-2255. I'm a 34-year-old mechanical engineer, and I want to take Alan's class. I really enjoy his bit every single week on Mondays. Thank you, Jonathan.
You bet, Jonathan. Thank you for that. Me too. I would love to be in Alan's class, although he is not what his students are.
That's right.
He's I would call him far more common sense thinking versus kind of the indoctrination that can occur by some professors. And I've heard the words and I've heard the verbiage on our own campus here at the University of Illinois.
It's true.
And there's
kind of a liberal lean.
No, no question. No, I don't think anybody should doubt that. It's just, you know, the kids are learning and getting in their formative years and trying to figure things out. And I think it's safe to say that because of influences on campuses like ours, as wonderful as it is politically, it's very, very left-leaning. But I mean, back to baseball for just a moment, and clear me if I'm wrong. I'm a bitter loser. My reaction is the Cubs are way better than the Cardinals. Better than the Cardinals. Last year they were way better. This year they're better. But the Cardinals have gained on them. Just like Milwaukee dominated the Cardinals in Milwaukee, can the Cardinals dominate the Cubs in St. Louis? I don't know. I really don't. If the Cubs lineup, whereby everybody not only can hit home runs, they do hit home runs. And when you have eight hitters that can legitimately hit a home run, it's just really hard. You've got power hitters up and down that lineup, so somebody pops up and hits a home run that doesn't normally, but they do this time, and then Chris Bryant hits a grand slam.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know if anybody should beat the Cubs. I think they're the best. I think they should win another World Series with this bunch. But there's pressure on the other side of that. If you don't, it's kind of a failure. That's how good I think the Cubs are. So if the Cubs don't win the World Series this year, it's like, probably should have. That's how good I think their lineup is. Oh, their pitching isn't, I don't know if it matters when you score 13 runs. So I think they can outhit their pitching. And I just, I think the Cardinals can compete. It's possible the Cardinals could even win, but I think the Cubs are better lineup up and down. I don't think there's any doubt. But maybe I'm wrong and just a sore loser from a very rough weekend. Of course, I don't watch when it's like that. I'm not sitting through stuff like that. So I was out of the game by 5-2 last night. I knew this thing was over.
Gotcha.
Saturday was really bitter. Cardinals very rarely. In fact, I'd like to know the last time the St. Louis Cardinals lost a 5-1 lead to lose.
Mm.
It might be years. They just don't lose those leads. But a kid who never hit a home run hit a grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going, okay, well, where's that guy? Well, that's what I mean. They're up and down the lineup. Really, really good. Now, I've looked at the Cubs' schedule, and in my mind, they should not lose this week, and they've won seven straight, so the Cubs should be 11 in a row by the end of this week. There's no way you should lose to Miami if you handle the Cardinals that way. Miami is one of the worst teams in baseball, if not the worst. So you ought to sweep Miami. Now, if you don't, I know it's baseball. You don't really get up for the game and all these other things, and it's a funny game, all that, but the Cubs have won 16 of the last 20. If they don't win 16 of these next 20, that's not very good because they play Cincinnati six times. They play the Nationals three times, and I'd pitch against the Nationals and might win that one. They're just really bad. Everybody's hurt for the Nationals. And then they've got Miami this week with four games in Wrigley, so you ought to sweep that. So the Cubs should really, by Memorial Day, the next real legitimate, I mean, Philadelphia comes into Chicago, and I suppose they can win one. When the Cubbies go to Houston and then at St. Louis at the end of this month, Memorial Day, and the front part of June, that's the only legit chance I see the Cubs of losing two in a row.
Huh.
That's how much I think the Cubs should take control of the Central Division this month, in my mind, based on what I saw over the weekend. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just kind of bitter. 359-2255. Feel free to comment on that. The news will be next. I want to talk about Unit 4, front page story in the News Gazette yesterday about, to be charitable, bad judgment by people at Unit 4 schools, Champaign schools, using what's called the P card, which is a charge card, a credit card. And, using it too liberally, to be kind. A few thoughts on that. Marijuana legal in Illinois. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about that. Some more news on that from J.B. Pritzker. We'll have that coming up. Stand by, 729 ESPN 93.5. It is 729. Your Fox News next, followed by Jamie Monticelli and local news, all just ahead.
It's gone! Paul Goldschmidt hits his first homer at Busch Stadium as a Cardinal.
Best value on St. Louis's two favorite summer attractions? Check out the Cardinals and Six Flags Double Play Combo. Each Double Play Combo includes a ticket to a Cardinals game and a one-day admission to Six Flags for one low price. The Double Play Combo is your ticket to a summer full of family fun. Get yours today at cardinals.com/Six Flags. The St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Summer's coming, and if your air conditioning isn't working properly, there's a great offer from Lands.
For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying train systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
I'm Lillian Wu. A House committee giving the Attorney General till this morning to deliver an unredacted version of the Mueller report to members.
House Democrats are threatening to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt if they're not allowed to review the report in a secure location.
And so we can continue to do our work.
Democratic Congressman David Cicilline told Fox News Sunday a tentative date of May 15th has been set for Special Counsel Robert Mueller to come testify.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The president, who previously said he wouldn't block Mueller from testifying Sunday in tweets voicing opposition to it. The U.S. sending Iran a message, deploying an aircraft carrier and strike force to the Middle East.
The president's national security advisor, John Bolton, says there has been escalating and troubling indications that either Iran or its proxies were preparing for some kind of attack, either against the U.S. or its allies.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are looking for more information after a person was shot dead early Sunday morning. Champaign police responded to an apartment complex parking lot in the 400 block of Edgebrook Drive following reports of a shooting. They found a 21-year-old male who died of his injuries. Police say the preliminary investigation indicates a verbal altercation occurred immediately prior to the shooting, and there's reason to believe several individuals were present when the incident happened. Right now, they don't know if it's related to the shooting that happened one night before in the 2500 block of West Springfield Avenue. The death toll is up to three after an explosion at a chemical plant in northern Illinois. An explosion rocked the building from the AB Specialty Silicones plant in Waukegan on Friday night. One body is still believed to be in the debris. The search for that body continues today. No word yet on a cause of the explosion. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, your dedication to education paid off. Your college diploma's in hand. As you enter the workforce, prepare for your financial future with Busey. From personal finance to business lending and beyond, Busey has the resources to transition from the classroom to the boardroom. Exercise smart spending habits. Think before major purchases. I tell my kid, Busey can help you, by the way. But I tell my kids all the time, save, 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 save.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can spend everything you have in a day if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Spending is easy. So try the save, save, save. It gives cash, gives you options.
Yes.
Create a budget. Financial calculators are all there at Busey.com. Their experts will help you on outcome-based investing, retirement, estate planning, tax planning, risk management. Have a plan. Graduation is a great time, but you can start on the right foot financially. It takes discipline and a plan. Let Busey put you on the path to success with customized solutions to your financial needs. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Member FDIC, investment product services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. 5-3-day weather forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at WattsCopy.com.
Looking awesome today. We've got plenty of sunshine to start. Today's high 77. Then we have a chance for some thunderstorms late in a low 51. There's a 70% chance of showers in the forecast for Tuesday with a high 63. Back up to 78 with a 50% chance of rain Wednesday. 80% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and windy on Thursday. Boy, I've been talking a lot of people about the cresting Missouri rivers and other rivers around the state of Illinois. So I'm hoping this sunshine helps today. We're at 57 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, as we mentioned, though, rain coming, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We certainly don't need any more, but we're getting more this week. So Sorry, my farmer friends, just hoping for some drying to get that corn planted.
That's right.
All right, ESPN 93.5. A little difficult to talk about stories that certainly raise your eyebrows, like the Unit 4 school story at the front page of the News Gazette yesterday. Some good reporting from Mary Shank and Jeff D'Alessio, who's been around a long, long time. And they're just really good reporters, and we need good journalism, and I believe they provide that. This is a story that spotlights, through the Freedom of Information Act, uses of something called a P card. P as in Paul. P as in party. P card. That apparently is 81 different people in Unit 4. If the number, I'm doing this from memory. The article's at home.
I have it in front of me. Okay. And that number was obtained with the Freedom of Information Act. Was revealed it, Unit 4 staffers.
81 staffers or some such number have a card, essentially a credit card.
Right.
And you can use that for things. And the point of it is, you have something going on where you give a Scotty's Brewhouse gift card to a teacher for good work that month.
Uh-huh.
It's $50. You don't want to have to get permission for that, so you use your discretion. So a lot of times what can happen, as we all know, is that when you get something, it can get a little fuzzy if there's nobody asking questions. So it, Unit 4 is not unique. Nobody, everybody that gets a, quote, card, if it's not watched carefully, it can be used for things you can justify in your head for whatever reason, or, you know, I worked extra that time, so I should be able to buy this Smoothie King, whatever it is. Angela Ward is probably the focus of the article, certainly as far as perhaps, and again, I know Angela, formerly Angela Smith. I think she's a very nice woman and like her. But to be best case, bad judgment, to use so many times of some food. Now, I think she's reimbursed the district for that. But in any event, things can get out of hand when it's not being watched. Apparently, Unit 4 does not have a policy.
That's right. That's what Superintendent Susan Zola was saying. And it looks like it predates her hiring as superintendent by 3 years when it comes to the use of this P card. So it sounds like the administration is just kind of, well, this was, you know, kind of what happens here. So,
well, what happens here is the problem is you've asked all this money, right? All this millions for all these champagne schools, which I voted for.
That's right.
It hurt me a lot financially from the standpoint of taxes, but I thought for the community it was a good thing to do. But then you're short. You need more.
Right.
And then you illuminate what essentially is nickels and dimes when it comes to the grand scheme of things, the millions and millions of dollars, but it might illuminate the fact that, well, maybe you're not the best at spending my money.
I see.
Maybe we need another quote on that building. Maybe it's an extra million. It doesn't have that kind of thing. It makes you doubt. It makes you say, well, wait a minute. I gave you all that money, and you're telling me it's not enough now? So there's that. And then you illuminate that, and listen. We all know it's easier to spend somebody else's money. You know, that's one thing, you know, when Donald Trump went in and is running this thing like a business, he can get more out of a billion than the last guy who is a politician because he knows the cost. Remember when he was looking at 747s for the Air Force One, he said, Boeing's getting too much, I'm renegotiating the deal.
Mm-hmm.
He was attuned into it. If you work in the government,
why not? Well, the guy before me did it.
You would not spend that money like you do yours. You just don't. And you can justify anything. If I want to get a grant to study the effect of moths and their relationship with butterflies, I could probably get a grant and I could probably justify it for some eco reason. When you focus in on your thing, you say, well, I work 60 hours this week. I ought to get a burger, you know? It's part of my deal.
Well, and working lunches is kind of mentioned as one of the expenses.
Well, but if you work with someone who is building your building, that's an expense. That's certainly viable, and that's good. If you're meeting with somebody, it's kind of out of the purview of school business, then you use your own. I think Susan Zola did. She said 40% of the stuff's my. So she was able to distinguish what was business, what wasn't. So you ought to do that.
Well, it talks about flowers for funerals. Where does that go if someone in the staff or someone like that is passed away and you're saluting them with a Unit 4 bouquet?
I mean, again, that's going to have to be a kind of a judgment case-by-case thing, isn't it, as far as what is a legitimate expense and what – pretend like you don't have much money. That's the way you ought to use it. pretend like we don't have much money. Some you got to do it, then do it. But if you don't, you don't. But the point is, if you don't have somebody watching that stuff, you can justify a whole lot of government money and government spend. We find out about the $700 hammers and stuff that the Pentagon, you know, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
We know there's waste. So you have to have people watching. And a shout out to the News Gazette. Our town will not be as good without a journalist.
We certainly need our watchdog.
If we don't have people, and it took a Freedom of Information Act to get the information, I'm telling you, it won't be as good without people asking questions. We have got to have checks and balances, and the journalist is my watchdog. I don't have time to go get a Freedom of Information to find out how somebody's using a credit card or unit for schools. Well, I'm not going to do that. But when you read it all put together after 19 months of research, so I tip the cap to the there's not a lot of journalists left in our town, and the Gazette's got almost all of them. Okay, 359-2255. You want to text in about that? 359-2255-743. Number 359-2255. Here's your sports headlines.
Well, Cubs swept the Cardinals. I know we heard from Chris, from Muhammad, saying the Cardinals are going to get the broom out.
Ooh,
for
well,
the Cubs to use.
No, there is nothing, nothing you can say except the Cardinals were schooled, were put in their place. Until further notice, until the Cardinals show they can beat the Cubs, because that's the team you got to beat. They're the best team. Now, again, the Cubs need to assert themselves. Now, maybe they just take the day off occasionally, but as far as talent, in my mind, they've always had the best roster, and they flex their muscles on the Cardinals over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. The final yesterday was 13-5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs celebrated a sweep 13-5 over the Cardinals. They scored six times in the eighth inning against the Redbirds, four on a home run by Chris Bryant.
Felt like a typical Wrigley game. A lot of runs late for the Cubs. Dominic Leone had a rough inning, very rough inning. Adam Wainwright takes the loss. The Cardinals had some moments offensively, a couple of home runs in the ninth inning, Paul DeJong and Marcell Ozuna, but it was too little, too late to avoid being swept by the Cubs.
As the Cubs were up by a run going to the bottom of the sixth inning, they scored three, one in the seventh, six in the eighth, and beat the Cardinals 13-5. But the Cardinals don't have time to get down, Ricky. The Phillies are in tonight at Busch Stadium.
A very good Phillies team, a first-place team, and you hope the Cardinals can get over the rough emotions of being swept in Chicago.
On the mound for the Cardinals tonight is Miles Michaelis, 3-2. Vince Velasquez, a right-hander, will go for the Phillies. He's 1-1. We're on the air from Busch Stadium at 6:10.
And for the Cubs, it'll be Sandy Alcantara for Miami and Cole Hamill for Chicago.
Yeah, whatever.
7:05 first pitch on US 105.9.
It shouldn't matter. The Cubs should sweep. The Marlins are really bad. They've got four games in Wrigley. By the way, to show how mature I am, here's the US 105.9 broadcast of Pat Hughes on the... Of course, I didn't watch it. Refused. Exclamation point on last night's win.
And now the 2-2 from Leon. Bryant drives one in the air to center field and deep. Back goes Bader. Still going. Near the wall. Bader leaping. That's a grand slam. A grand slam for Chris Bryant. And the Cubs have turned it into a rout. Straightaway center. Landed in the first row. Bryant with a grand slam. And the Cubs now lead 13-2.
Now, turned it into a rout. How will the Cardinals respond? They found out that playing the Nationals is a little different than playing the Cubs.
Boston Red Sox beat the Chicago White Sox. That final was 9-2. White Sox have Cleveland tonight. Xander Bogaert had a grand slam to help lift the Red Sox. They're due to visit the White House on Thursday. It looks like seven or eight players are kind of protesting and saying they don't want to visit. What happens in that kind of situation?
Again, what was it again?
You know, the Boston Red Sox on Thursday are supposed to visit the White House, but it looks like there's up to 7 players, and the manager now is Alex Cora is saying he doesn't want to go to the White House.
Well, listen, you go because you respect the office of the presidency, not because you may or may not like Barack Obama or Donald Trump. You respect the office, and you go, but because of pressure and groups saying, how dare you?
Well, manager Alex Cora saying that he has relations in Puerto Rico and that America hasn't been supporting since the 2017 hurricane.
I could make an argument that we have been supporting.
Right.
So, again, don't go to the White House. You know what?
Right.
I don't give a rat's behind where you go to the White House or not. Does anybody else? It's a photo op. You get to go to the White House and see the historic. John Adams lived there, my friends. Have a little history. Who cares if you like the president? I mean, come on, man. Who cares if you go to the White House? It's all about you. I don't care. I wasn't a Red Sox fan. I could care less.
Okay. Just thought I'd bring it up. Indiana over Illinois 9-2 yesterday, but our Illini took 2 out of 3 and will host Purdue on Friday. Speaking of Purdue, our softball team beat Purdue. That final was 12-4, and they'll gear up for the Big Ten tournament starting Thursday as the number 9 seed facing number 8 seed Nebraska. Our Illinois ladies on the golf course in East Lansing, Michigan. Michigan, out of the 18 teams, 12 are seeded, the Illini at number 7. NASCAR was postponed yesterday because of inclement weather. It'll happen at 11 a.m. today in Dover. Stanley Cup playoffs with the series tied at 3 apiece now, with the Blues beating the Stars 4-1 yesterday. St. Louis will host Game 7 tomorrow. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, and listen, it's not necessarily the players or the managers or the owners either. It's the totalitarian, authoritarian, in-your-face people that get after them and say, we can't, you couldn't possibly support him. That's the problem. The change in our culture has been, you have your opinions, I have mine, we respectfully disagree. No, it's fascism. It's totalitarianism. You get in your face and I'm going to hurt you if you don't say that what I do is okay. We've done this. We've been there, done this in our history.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is a whole bunch of folks have no idea about history. But being, calling something hate and having to stop it yourself, that's totalitarianism. You're a fascist. That's what you are. If you want to jump on somebody, get them, stop them. Who's hating?
Right.
Who's doing the hating here? thanks for getting me started. 753. And feel free to text 359-2255.
Let's harvest the wind together.
Day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine this morning. Maybe some drying out occurring in our fields. Today's high 77. But there could have some showers and thunderstorms later tonight with a low 51. 70% chance of showers in the forecast tomorrow. High 63, low 51. 78 with a scattered shower chance at 50% Wednesday, 80% on Thursday. Right now we're at 59, ESPN
93.5. Okay, weather for Saturday maybe? Any peak Saturday, Sunday? All the people coming into town for a graduation, the all-campus graduation will be Saturday. Benjamin, middle triplet, will be graduating. So we're attending the all-campus. We'll go to the president's house. We'll do his college graduation. We're planning to do it all. This is number 3 for us.
Yes.
Nathaniel's bachelor's and master's, then Benjamin's bachelor's. We got 6 here, I think. Gracie's bachelor's coming up in December. Christian's bachelor's coming up in December. Then Christian's graduate master's year or two later. So hopefully 6 ceremonies coming up.
Wow.
6 of them. And 4 graduates of the University of Illinois coming up, too.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Wow. 4 in at once. Chancellor Jones said he did not know of that ever happening.
Right.
3, but not 4.
And can you get a, you know, package deal?
I'd like a sort of rebate, please. Please? Come on, man.
Exactly.
Help me out, dude. All right, the news will be next. You can text us always, 359-2255. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, where you can get an incredible, not only great prices, but an incredible 10-year protection plan. I said an incredible 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Man.
I was just thinking, you know, there was an issue where the back stuff in the back was freezing. The milk had ice chips in it.
Yep.
And, you know, I was
that
thinking,
happens.
You know, when Mom's Day comes up, if Mom has been complaining,
the refrigerator
the temperature,
for. Wow.
Exactly.
That's a nice little treat there, Diane.
So that's what prevented me from.
So you were focused on the freezing milk in the back and forgot the wow.
Exactly.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you can start at appliance-world.com. They're located in Champaign. Just right before you get to I-74, so you drive north on Neal. Before you get to I-74 on the right-hand side, you'll see Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They will know their product. Ask about the 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months.